going to be talking with Bob Deerdorf, who is with the Platte River Sportsman's Club, and they are hosting a gun show this weekend. So good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Well, I'm blessed. I'm loving this rain. That's making everything look fresh and good outside.
It is. It is. And how long have you been with PRSC?
Well, I've been with the club probably about 15 years now, and I've been president off and on about 7 of those years.
Once they find you're willing to do that, they seem to never let go in organizations like that.
Well, if I'm organized and can run a meeting and willing to show up, that's most of it.
So let's cover the gun and knife show. Let's get the particulars out. When, where, how much does it cost to get in? We'll start with those.
Well, our gun show will be tomorrow, the 16th, and Sunday, the 17th. We run on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., so you can still make it after church. The idea is that we want people to come, and it costs $5 admission if you're 13 years and older. If you're under 12 or under, we let the young people in free. We want to help get families connected with this safest and most probably wisest of all the sports out there, so people use firearms wisely. And it pushes the idea that this is one of those things that a family can do. It's for all ages.
Absolutely.
One of the things that is also great for families, kids are not only free, but they can also sign up for a free youth firearm, hunting and fishing permit from Game and Parks, which
is a lifetime permit,
which is worth quite a bit. Last year, a little 2-year-old girl's name was drawn, so they'll get a lot of use out of that one. I bought my lifetime permits back when they were only a couple $100. They're a lot more now, but they're still a fabulous investment.
I was very lucky 10, 12 years ago, whatever, I was doing some outdoor skill workshops with the Game and Parks. And for all the instructors that were there, they had a drawing, and I won a lifetime fish. And then later bought the lifetime hunting, so I'm covered. Now, the only negative to that is, I never worry about getting my permits, except, like deer, turkey, stuff like that. But sometimes I got to go ask Karen out at the Game and Parks. I said, all right, what else do I need?
Lifetime habitat's a good one. I never bought the lifetime trapping because I don't do as much of that as I did in high school. Yeah. But those are great ways to stay connected and not worry about if you're legal on January 1st.
That's right. Now, what can people see when they come to the gun show, and how many tables are there going to be this year?
Well, our treasurer, Marty, says we have over 200 8-foot tables already sold, spoken for, or rented, I should say. And on those tables, they'll see quite an assortment of firearms, both rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Some people are selling parts. There's also collectible items that are related to certain Winchester, Remington, Marlin types. There's usually a lady there that's selling concealed carry purses because there's been a huge...
I've seen her. She makes some gorgeous products there.
And the last several years since COVID especially, and some of the breakdown in our societal politeness, shall we say, there's been a huge increase in number of women carrying concealed and for their own protection. So it's good to know that they can get information there. There's also a few other collectors. There's usually a couple of fellows that show collections that aren't for sale, but it will show things that they have had great interest in, so you can learn things. There's also some military surplus. We have had also some silver coin dealers and stuff. One of them unfortunately passed away since last year, but I believe we still have one. It's gun-related. This is not a hobby show in terms of just knickknacks. This is the guns and knives. There are several really good knife dealers, and they even do some sharpening on site for a fee. So if you're one of those guys whose knife has trouble with butter, you can get it fixed up here.
There is an art to that. There is an art to sharpening a knife, and I don't have it. Let's put it that way.
Oh, I've been,
I can keep a working edge going, but that's about it.
Well, I started that in Cub Scouts, and since then I've progressed up to diamond sharpeners, and that's one thing I can do fairly well.
Very good. Very good. Now, are you going to be just part of one of the administrators out there, or are you showing anything yourself?
I have this problem where if I buy a gun, it stays with me. I don't think I've sold very many over my many years of having firearms.
I've succumbed to that same
But I will be out at the show making sure that if there's any help needed. We'll be helping dealers set up and then tear down. I'm heading back out after this.
Yeah, I got you out of a little bit of that this morning.
Well, we're waiting a bit for the rain. We don't want it too wet on the tables, but we'll be setting up and tearing down. If you're a club member listening, come on out and give us a hand. And it's a great gun show, like I say.
And
Sunday, if the wives are at the down at the Arts in the Park, come on out, men, but bring your kids or bring the wives. There are things. There's always wives and girlfriends there, and it's a great way to say, honey, I need a new gun, and so do you.
Does that work for you, Bob?
No, my wife's a good shooter, but she doesn't buy. That's my affliction.
I'll be out there tomorrow. Larry Golden, I'm sure you know him.
Oh, yeah.
Larry, I'm setting up with him, and I will have some of my stuff out there. Probably the ones that would pique somebody's interest is I've got years ago when we had the 50th anniversary of World War II, I went on a spree to buy every infantry rifle used in that conflict.
Oh, you and Duke Venturino, huh?
Yeah, and so I'm selling off a few of them. The only gun I didn't really like, because I never found an early one, was the Japanese Arisaka.
Supposed to be one of the strongest actions ever made from the testing they've done.
On the early ones.
Yeah.
By the end of the war, they were so strapped, I think they made the stocks out of 2x6s, and then at the back of the bolt, On the very early ones, it was a very detailed machine chrysanthemum, is what it was. And
that showed ownership by the emperor owned every gun.
Yes, and it they were very strong guns, but by the end of the war, they were just tack welding flat plates on it, and you had a real danger of having bolt velocity exceed muzzle velocity.
And then you get a violet in your forehead.
Yeah, huh? So... I never did get one of those, but I'll have Mosin Nagants, Lee Enfields.
Who was the Canadian one? That was World War One, but they didn't like the... If you didn't assemble the bolt correctly, it could fire backwards, too.
And they ultimately adopted the Enfield. And then, let's see, I got another one in there, too. What was that? Oh, well, you'll see it tomorrow. So, again, the start time is going to be...
9 o'clock on both days, Saturday and Sunday, and we close at 5 on Saturday and 4 on Sunday to get the dealers packed up and home safely.
Okay. How much time we got left, Jack?
About 3 minutes,
okay.
15 seconds.
We'll shift gears. We want to talk about your hunting expeditions. You mentioned that you're headed to Africa here pretty soon.
I'm blessed to be able to have purchased a hunt through. It was part of the St. Patrick's fundraiser last fall, and I'll be going to Namibia next spring with Leland Poppy for a 9-day plains game hunt with Hawkeye Safaris. I was turned on to that name by Rusty Camp, who's become prominent in our area with setting up the new beef packing plant. And he's been there several times, and it's a class outfit. And I'm really excited. I've been starting to buy the gear for it.
Ah, very good. So what? I said you're not going to take your own weapons over there.
No, I'm supposed to bring along four boxes, 80 rounds of 300 Win Mag ammo. So I've got Lynn Stockel downtown looking for certain type of Barnes bullets that Jacobus said his gun likes. So it'll be a lot of fun. What gear you can take internationally? They say don't take a whole lot of clothes. I bought this shirt for that purpose, but they take good care of you on the safari. They clean clothes every day. You start out in a safari vehicle, then you walk a few miles. So I've got some new boots to break in, too.
There you go. That was, like I said, I would love to go back to Africa someday on a...
Cape Buffalo hunt?
Well, Cape Buffalo, but I was thinking more from a... more of a recreational type approach to it.
Well, Leland's bringing his camera. I think that he wants to shoot a lot more species with the camera than the rifle.
Well, he's into that. So
oh, yeah, quite well.
That would be fun. I've had a couple invitations to go back over there, and I'd like to do that again someday. So what when it comes to your big game rifles, you mentioned 300 Win Mag. What What else do you like or have you shot?
Oh, my. I've taken big game with everything from a 6mm Remington to a 280, 757 Mauser, 708.
That's one of my favorites, 7x57.
I've got one of those in a rolling, Remington a rolling block, too.
Oh, nice. Well, that was a standard back during the Spanish-American War.
Absolutely. And then, of course, 30-06 and 308 and a couple of pronghorns with 25-06 and a 338 I used in Alaska for elk hunting up in Big Brown Bear country. It was right by Kodiak Island where you weren't at the top of the food chain and you were very alert of your surroundings.
And unfortunately, the bears have learned when they hear a gunshot, they know a meal's on the ground, so you got to be real careful.
The doctor I hunted with, he and I, we would sing and talk a lot as we packed out our elk because you were walking bait pile. And when the bear footprint is as big around as my size 12 foot is long, you're very aware. I think the best bear repellent, though, was mom and kids at home praying, God, don't let a bear eat daddy.
I was up in Wyoming recently, and I was looking for black bear for a potential future hunt. And then I went up to help a friend of mine with his elk camp a couple years ago. We were up in the Flatiron Wilderness in Colorado, and they had grizzlies, an occasional grizzly up there. So I was hoping I was ready for that, if necessary.
We also carried a 41 mag. Just a couple times we chased one out of the camp where the tree, the meat hanging 15, 20 feet up in the Sitka spruce. That it chased one out of the camp one morning. That makes you a little alive before breakfast.
Do you know who Louis Anderson is, the comedian?
Yes.
Big guy, and he jokes about his size, and he was talking about going camping in Minnesota where he's from, and this just cracked me up. He said, yeah, he said, when I go camping, the bears haul their food up into the trees. So thank you, Bob. We'll see you tomorrow out at the show. See you this weekend.